Blog Talk Radio.
To God be all the glory. We give God all praise, all glory and honor on this morning. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Welcome to Morning Dew. Glory to God, our morning devotions. Glory to God. I am Prophet Apostle Serenity Berry. We are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation, far and wide, to the four corners of this earth realm. We give God all praise, God, glory, and honor as we worship him in spirit and in truth. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Just a few announcements. Glory to God. We want to ask everyone to join us for Morning Dew every Saturday at 8 a.m. Glory to God. Every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, Morning Dew every Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll be on Friday and Saturday only for Morning Dew. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request for you or someone you know stands in need of prayer, you can email it to SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can text your prayer request to 804-944-1486. You can text your prayer request to 804-944-1486, and we'll add the prayer to our prayer list. To God be the glory. We have a new website that will be coming out just later on this month. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We have some prayer petitions. We want to keep Apostle Jessica Gant family in your prayer. Glory to God, has lost of a cousin. Glory to God due to COVID. Continue to pray for the sick and shut in. Continue to pray for those that are in hospice care. We want to ask everyone to continue to pray for those that are still battling with COVID and long effects after COVID as well. Continue to pray for those that are in bereavement of loss of a loved one due to sickness, infirmity, or disease, or COVID, or just natural causes. Continue to lift up our school board, educational department, financial departments. Glory to God. Continue to lift up the House of Representatives, Congress. Glory to God, as they're in deadlock, searching for a House Speaker. Glory to God, with 14 days left until the government may do a possible shutdown. Continue to lift up the President and their family, Vice President and their family. Continue to pray for Israel as they're in a war with Hassan, which is a militant Islamic extremist resistance movement. Continue to pray for Israel, the UK, Ukraine, all those countries that are in war right now. We continue to lift them up in prayer, as we know that everything that's taking place right now in this earth realm, God already knew about it. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ask everyone continue to lift me up in prayer as well. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for those prayer petitions. Also, we want to remember Gaza and the people in Gaza that fatally lost not just a family member, but family members. Whole entire households been eradicated, wiped out. People are rambling through rubbish, going back to get things and going back to safety, and hardly there's nowhere to hide or to run. But we will remember the people in Gaza. Hopefully the aid that is going through there today will make it in. They'll let it through because there's no food, no water, no supplies that they have access to. So we're asking everyone to continue to lift them up in prayer, because only God can do what we can't do. And we give God glory and honor on this morning. And once again, welcome to Morning Dew. I am a prophet, Apostle Sharita Berry. And we're moving on to our devotionals. On this morning, we have two Bible scriptures
And we also have Small Shores in the South Wind by Marsha Burns. And our Bible reading comes from the Amplified Bible, 21-23. Romans, the second chapter, verses 21-23. Will then you who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you teach against stealing, do you steal, take what does not really belong to you? You who say not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? Are you unchastised in action or in thought? You who Amnor and loathe idols, do you rob temples too? I mean, do you appreciate to your own use what is consecrated to God, thus robbing the sanctuary and doing sacrilege? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law, by deathly infringing upon or carelessly neglecting or openly breaking it? Romans, the second chapter, verses 21-23. To God be all the glory. Our last scripture reading, Acts, the 20th chapter, verses 24. Acts, the 20th chapter, verses 24. But none of these things move me, neither do I seem my life fear to myself, if only I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have obtained from which was entrusted to me by the Lord Jesus, faithfully to attest to the good news, gospel of God's grace, his unmerited favor, spiritual blessing, and mercy. 24, and both scriptures come from out the Amplified Bible. Never moving on to Small Shores and the Soft Wind by Marsha Burns. God be the glory. Hallelujah. These times can be discouraging, but in your spirit, you know what you are okay. You are okay and still good to me, says the Lord. Be quiet and patient. You are not in the land of Oz. You are where you need to be, doing what you need to do at this time. Trust me. Songs 46-10, 46 chapter, verses 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. To God be all the glory. We give God all praise, all glory and honor, and we thank him for this morning dew on this morning. Remember, God loves you, and so do I.
Son of Abraham, through the power of Pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.